With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Police have taken a wanted man into custody who's been on the run since the 29th of April. Daniel Wallace Rankin was apprehended on Thursday by RCIPS officers. He was wanted in relation to two burglaries that took place in Bodentown on the 8th and 14th of April. The director of the Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control, Mr. Charles Clifford, witnessed the signing of the newly established treaty to form the Caribbean Customs Organization. The signing ceremony took place last month during the 41st Annual Caribbean Customs Law Enforcement Council Conference in Havana.
As the director of the Cayman Islands Customs and Border Control, it was certainly my honor to be present recently at the signing of the treaty establishing the Caribbean Customs Organization. I was also pleased to be joined at this conference by two of my deputies, Deputy Director Jeff Jackson and Deputy Director Garfield Wong. I was certainly happy that they were also able to witness the signing.
Various regional and international government officials and the United Kingdom's ambassador to Cuba signed the treaty on behalf of Bermuda and the Caribbean Overseas Territories. The treaty will now work to provide the legal framework and will formalize and enhance the contents of the existing MOU first signed in 1989, which now has 36 signatories. The Memorandum of Understanding allowed for the exchange of information and mutual cooperation for the prevention and repression of customs offenses in the Caribbean. The Caribbean Customs Organization, by the way, will come into effect 3 months after the 10th member has ratified the treaty in its local parliament. Kids are getting the push start they need for learning thanks to Webster's Tour's annual distribution of composition books and Fun Day. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego is there.
Are you guys having fun? More than 400 students across Cayman's primary schools have gathered here at Webster's Tours Ground to enjoy some fun in the sun and celebrate the joy of learning. This time around, 4,000 books have been distributed. In addition to the books distributed, kids showcase their talents on stage and they get up close and personal with cultural demonstrations. Of course, the kids could not wait to get on the bouncing castles. At Webster's Tourist Grounds, I'm Shanda Gallego for Radio Cayman News. Make some noise!
I'm 99% certain that Shanda Gallego actually filed that report from the Bouncing Castle. Now let's check in with the BBC for the latest making headlines around the world. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm April Cummings.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. President Trump has said he stopped a planned attack on Iran 10 minutes before the strike was due to take place because he was told 150 people would die. The attack was to be in retaliation for the shooting down of a US surveillance drone. Iran says that at the same time it shot down the US drone, it could also have targeted a nearby American military plane carrying 35 people, but refrained from doing so. The Americans say the drone was targeted in international airspace. The increasing tensions between the US and Iran have had a marked impact on international financial markets, contributing to a significant increase in the price of gold and oil. Gold rose to its highest level in almost 6 years. Spain's Supreme Court has increased the jail sentences of five men who raped an 18-year-old woman in Pamplona 3 years ago. The men will now serve 15 years. Both sides had appealed against the original 9-year sentence for sexual abuse. The Speaker of the Georgian Parliament has resigned in response to mass protests at his decision to let a Russian lawmaker make a speech in Russian. The decision angered many Georgians. The European Union says a temporary arrangement to treat Swiss stock markets as equivalent to its own will be allowed to lapse at the end of the month, a move that could have implications for Brexit. The Commission had made any extension conditional on the Swiss government ratifying a deal covering a number of issues, including freedom of movement, which it failed to do. The body of a Chinese man who disappeared after complaining about the way a school sports ground had been constructed is believed to have been found underneath the site. Deng Xiaoping, who was responsible for monitoring the work, went missing shortly after condemning the building. BBC News.